This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The annual Michigan Autism Conference is being held in Kalamazoo September 14th through the 16th. Tom Ratkos is one of the organizers of the conference for parents and professionals. He's also a doctoral student at Western Michigan University. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Gordon. Great to be here.
So a year later, we talked with you about this time last year when the conference was about to begin. But autism is an evolving field. What is new this year that you'll be talking about?
I think what we've done this year is bring together an even wider group of experts. Experts include parents and actually individuals with autism themselves. Anthony Iani is a Michigan celebrity of sorts. He was diagnosed at 4 and went on to get a couple of Big Ten championships up at State and graduate from there. And he's one of our keynote speakers on Friday. So he's a really inspirational figure for all of us, professionals and parents alike, that we can really have hope that with the best treatment and quality people around individuals, that they can really achieve everything they want to.
Anthony Iani's now working with the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, and he goes around the country talking about bullying. How big a problem is bullying for a child that has autism?
Bullying is a huge issue. Every kid experiences bullying to some extent. But for our children with autism, they find it even more difficult to navigate the social milieu of their school. And they're at a greater risk of being victimized by bullying. What Anthony is doing is great for those individuals, building awareness. But these kids need to know the bullies and other kids that may not be bullies, but then they see a kid that is a little different. The more awareness we can get of the struggles that these kids face, the better off we'll all be.
The state has been reviewing special education policies and procedures, and of course, this has applied in some cases to students with autism. You know, if you were the guy who had to lay out the best way to educate a child with autism, what would you say would be the best way for the state to move forward?
Well, the state's doing a lot of great things towards moving towards best practices. And for our kids with autism, a real individualized approach is necessary. And part of that is making sure that everyone involved in the child's education is up to date on the best practices available. And this conference really does a lot to do that. We bring together a lot of different professionals. And at its heart, the Michigan Autism Conference is really a meeting of the minds of the best experts, and we learn from each other. There's a lot of conferences that are very narrow focused. I go to a lot myself, but this one really brings together all sorts of different types of professionals, from the parents who have their own expertise to individuals themselves, to dentists that work with autism, to special education teachers, researchers, and we really do learn from each other to figure out what's best for these individuals.
One of the things that you told us when we talked to you last year is that if you know one student with autism, you know one student with autism.
That's right.
That there is a great variation from one student to the next. And of course, it's called autism spectrum, the autism spectrum,
right?
Because there's a wide range of how students may interact and how they may learn, et cetera. Does that complicate the process then of trying to come up with guidelines to say this is the best way to educate or to treat a student who has autism?
It does. It can't be a cookie cutter approach. And one of the things that every individual with any disability has is an individualized education plan. And it really needs to be that, not just in name, but it really needs to be people who know what the difficulties and strengths of these students are that come together every year and plan out an individualized education plan for these students. And it can't be the same for each one.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly has really been a person at the forefront of this issue. He has a child with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help bring an issue like this to light when you have people who have the spotlight and have the opportunity to speak in public and to perhaps move public policy, who have some personal experience with the issue.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, for me, it's a parallel between John F. Kennedy, and who had a sister that was had a developmental disability, and he saw firsthand the struggles therein and the lack of services and really what was going wrong with how the country at large dealt with those types of issues. So having a politician in our state that really knows what's going on and really sees it at the parent level and at the personal level, it's huge for us. We're so happy to have Lieutenant Governor Calley as an ally in this fight to make things better for those people. And he's been a speaker for us in the past. He's still a huge supporter, and we really appreciate his support.
So you mentioned earlier that you want to always focus on best practices, but as we've also discussed, autism is still the sort of evolving field. So how much of a grasp is there right now on what the best practices are for dealing with a child who has autism?
That's a great question. Being individualized in your approach is key, but that doesn't mean you can throw in everything but the kitchen sink. There are things that have been proven to work better or work worse. So one thing that I focus on in my work is taking a function-based approach to problem behavior that occurs with students and adults even. One expert in that area is Dr. Stephanie Peterson. She's a trained special education teacher, but she's also the chair of the department at Western Michigan University. And she's doing a free kickoff event on the 14th for parents titled Strategies Parents Can Use to Minimize Problem Behavior. And really taking a function-based approach is one of those best practices. But that in itself is not one technique. It means really doing an individualized assessment for the individual and making sure that what we do to intervene, it really fits their needs.
You just mentioned they're adults, and we've been talking about children a lot, but autism does not go away when you go into adulthood. So I guess I'm wondering, we see a lot about children. Should we maybe see a little more about adults? Is that an area which deserves some more focus?
Certainly. There's no question about it. Michigan is in a really good place because we go beyond what's federally necessary to support special education students. Michigan supports those students all the way to 26. And a lot of that is focused on transitioning from, okay, you go to school every day, to how are we going to make you the most independent and successful person you can be. But of course, at 26, they don't stop needing services either. People who were unsuccessful with different treatments or who never had access to those treatments, they often find themselves in group homes, or they live at home with their aging parents for a long time. And there are an increasing number of services that are there for those people, but there definitely needs to be more.
I mean, you mentioned access to treatment, but might this also just be influenced on where you are on that autism spectrum in terms of where you might end up later in life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when someone's diagnosed at 2 or 3, there's really no telling what the trajectory is and what impact different interventions or different therapy styles will have on that individual. We find a lot of kids make huge gains. Most kids make significant gains, and there's a small amount of the population that we find we have to fight for every inch. And a lot of research is going into how do we serve those kids that aren't currently seeing the gains that others are. And a lot of it is still a mystery, but we're chipping away at it bit by bit.
Western Michigan University now has an autism center, which is involved in research and all those sort of things. How much difference does that make for someone like you, a doctoral student at the university?
Well, the state has made a lot of resources available, and that Autism Center of Excellence is a huge deal for all of us in the department. We get the chance to go in and have the resources necessary to help these people. And we see everything that can be done. And when our education is done, we can take those lessons with us and teach others or go off into the world and continue helping people.
So how many people are you expecting to attend this year's Michigan Autism Conference?
We are looking at about 500 people, and it's really going to be a great event.
And if someone is out there and thinking, well, is this the sort of thing that I should be interested in? Who are you looking at? Who would you say is your real target audience?
We've constructed our schedule to really put forth talks, breakout sessions, workshops for a real wide variety of people. We have a track of talks specifically aimed at parents. We have tracks specifically designed for special education teachers. Certainly there'll be a lot of behavior analysts there. One of our keynote speakers, Bruce Steyer, is a social worker who takes a behavior analytic approach. And so we have these intended audiences, but I think one of the cool things is how wide the scope is of this conference, that we're all talking about autism and we all are coming together to best help these people, but we're really learning from each other.
Tom Ratgos, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
Tom Ratgos is a doctoral student at Western Michigan University and also one of the organizers of the Michigan Autism Conference, which is being held September 14th through the 16th in Kalamazoo. You can find links with more information at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.